Welcome to Fast Cars, Fast Girls. We are your IndyCar experience. Well? Molly, the last race of the season, the championship has been decided. It's hard to believe it's already almost the end of September.
Do you remember when the 20th? No, anyway. I was going to start singing Earth, Wind, and Fire, but yeah, I was just looking through my photos, not while I was in class. I was like, oh man. I like stumbled onto some March photos back from St. Pete. I was like, God, it feels like a lifetime ago.
It does, but at the same time, it feels like it was not that long ago.
Right, like, I honestly remember, like, taking that flight. Like, we were just there.
Mm-hmm. We were just there. Jealous that somebody was on a boat with a piano.
Yeah. And didn't invite us.
And did not invite us. We play the piano, people. Let's get that out there.
It's hateful. Okay. Oh, bye.
But yep, here we are. Championship's over. We've got a little less than 6 months until the next IndyCar race.
And despite what we all thought was going to be now a quiet, silly season, well, I feel like it's going to be nothing but activity, so.
Oh, I think it's going to be wild.
Yeah, but that's the cart in front of the horse. We got one last race to run down.
All right. Well, let's do it.
All right. Should we just, I guess there's no other way to start from the last place to first place.
Let's do it. All right. Well, starting 12th, first out due to contact. Santino Ferrucci. Which was his first contact of the season.
Yep. It was, because the Joseph kerfluffle in Gateway was more like a weird, like, blocking off air, Joseph taking some sort of a maneuver issue.
Yes.
And I will say, like, not to get on the Santino bandwagon, because I don't care, I listened to the IndyCar radio broadcast earlier, and he was like, you know what, like, I didn't have it in, like, the right gear or something at the restart, and he was like, absolutely my fault, take full responsibility. And I was like, look, he has grown.
He has.
Yeah.
He has, so... A disappointing last two races of the season for him, though, I'm sure.
After
the whole season of finishing every single race, and then the last two he doesn't finish. And
Just sucks.
It does suck.
Yeah. Should we say that he finishes the season out in 13th position?
He does finish the season out in 13th. And he did get called on avoidable contact.
He did, but...
But there's no penalty listed.
I saw that.
Yeah, like...
Maybe it's because he was out, and then they were like, it's fine.
It's fine. Eh, fuck it.
I kind of feel like race control, especially, like, this was the one race, they were just like,
I mean, 100%. After Felix Rosenquist got on Twitter and talked shit about race control's call. And so he was like, I guess somebody up there hates me. And then Ari fucking Lyndon responds, you know we love you. And then an emoji.
And just emoji. He's like, great race. Emoji. You're like,
He's like, no. I see your shade and I'm calling you on it. It's fine.
Everybody like, it's thinks, okay.
Yeah. Everybody bitches about us. It's fine. We don't care.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was fantastic. And I had no idea that Rosenquist was so sassy.
I know. He was kind of like a silent sass. He was like a silent assassin.
Yes.
Like, I feel like he's been, like, throwing shade, but none of us know Swedish. So, that's why.
I mean, I've never wanted to speak Swedish more in my life, because more than half of the replies to his post were in Swedish, and I'll tell you what, I don't know what they said, but I can infer shade in any language.
Right, at one point there was a word that was like, idiot's key, and I was like, I think this means idiot.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure.
I think that's a cognate.
Like, there was a lot of that, and then like, you could see like, Colton heard his name too, and you were like, so much shade being thrown by the Swedes, and I don't know what it's saying.
I don't know what any of it means, but I'm here for it.
I kind of just wanted to like them all, but I was like, you can't. It might be something like ultra horrible.
I know. I say be careful on that because I like a bunch of the Spanish racing tweets, and I think that's what got my Hulu to start having Spanish commercials. So be careful.
That's true. I didn't because I also was like, they could be saying like absolutely horrible things.
I mean, it could be, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see. All right. So starting 18th, ending 23rd, Ed Jones.
Ed Jones. He had some mechanical issues.
He had been running wonky, and I also think he didn't get caught up in the weird Santino Sato at that restart, but he also was kind of off a bit during that as well, so I think that might have been, like, his engine going, like, look.
Absolutely. Well, and when you look at how many laps he finished, he only did 3 more laps than Santino mm-hmm. at 51, but he had 4 pit stops in that amount of time, whereas Santino had 2, so... I mean, 4 pit stops and 51 laps lets you know that something is not right, because why else would you come in that many times?
Well, and Santino's speed was, like, 104, and Ed's was 98.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, there definitely had been something wrong with the car the whole time, but it was just one of those, it's just, I don't know.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I thought Ed Jones would... do a little stronger this season, honestly. He ran out the season in 20th.
So, in the number 20, finishing 20th.
But, yeah.
You know,
I mean,
can't help
granted,
it.
I know.
So, all right. And then, this one also kind of sucked.
This one hurt.
Yeah. Starting 13th, finishing this race in 22nd, Connor Daly.
Connor Daly.
He got, like, it was, he and Marco kind of got together, and it was, I think, Connor was trying to, he hit the curbing, I think the curbing clipped him a little into Marco, but he didn't, like, it was a whole thing.
Yeah, he was trying to pass him, and, yeah.
I will say, though, his spin, and like, let me just get this off the track. It was an amazing moment.
Oh, that was brilliant. I was like, look at you.
He definitely spun, and he just did, like, the one hand behind him as he put it in reverse and just screech. Let me just pull on back here.
Let me just get on off the track.
It was a short yellow. It was a and I thought it was a local yellow. I didn't know. We did go full caution, didn't we?
Yeah.
That's true. I remember because they showed that wonky flag.
Yes, with all the PVC pipe. Yes. The guy just had to tilt it.
Like, he was like, wah, 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 wah.
Right, like,
that was fun.
Where has the artistry gone? yeah.
But it was
laugh.
Only a 2-lap yellow, so.
Yeah, very quick.
Yeah. Oh, I think it was a local, it must have been a local yellow. It was a local yellow for Santino.
Oh, there we go.
But he also got the car off real quick, so it wasn't a long, it wasn't even a long yokel yellow? Local
yep.
yellow.
No, it really wasn't very long. And, yeah, the commentators actually praised him for doing such a good job with getting the car somewhere safe ASAP.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Again, he's letting shit happen.
Yep. He was. All right. Next on the list. Oh, I will say, I do want to say about Connor Daly's car. I didn't realize just on the initial spotter's guide and whatever, but during the race, that the back wing had checkered on it. And I was like, I'm in love with this car.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I didn't think I saw that.
Air Force, yeah, no, there was checkered on the back wing. You have to go back and look.
Oh, I'm going to have to now.
Yeah, and I was like, that car looks amazing.
Yes.
So, yeah. I hope that he has a similar livery for the 500.
Well, I hope he just, that's for a different, I have many other hopes for him, but we will discuss that at a later date.
We will. I mean, I hope he just has a full-time ride.
Yes.
But, yes.
All right. Starting 16th, finishing 21st, Takuma Sato.
Takuma Sato. He finished ninth in the standings.
Yeah. I mean, so he finished top 10 in the standings. He got hit by Santino, so that caused a little bit of a longer... pit stop because they were inspecting the car, and then he actually, like, had trouble restarting it after that, of all things. So.
Yeah. Nobody... Nobody felt bad that he got bumped by Santino.
No, I don't think anybody cried.
Nope. I think we were all just glad that he was starting 16th so that he wouldn't take out all the championship contenders at once.
My favorite was, like, every single person said something like that at the watch party. They're like, well, at least Santino, I mean, not making fun of him, but everybody's like, well, Santino's behind everyone, so. Sato's behind everyone, so we should get through lap one. And I was like, well, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Like, let's not start saying that.
Yeah, let's not rule anything out, but hopefully.
Hopefully, you know.
Hopefully. Oh, all right. And then next, starting 15th, finishing 20th, Spencer Piggott.
Yeah. I don't really know what happened to Spencer. I mean...
I think he just couldn't make any passes.
He must not have been able to, no.
Yeah. He did finish the season 14th in the standings. Not too shabby.
No, I wish I remember what he finished last year, but I don't really care that much to go and look right at this moment. Plus, I'm not at home, so never mind.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I don't really know what did happen to him.
No, I don't either. Well, the last car to end the race in the lead lap started 24th, finished 19th. Jack Harvey.
Which, I expected him to have a much better race weekend. They were riding the struggle bus all weekend.
Yeah, all weekend. Like, they just could not find speed in practice. There was, like, a flash at quals, and I was like, oh. And then everybody got faster, and I went... Never mind.
I did the same thing. It was It was a little painful to watch.
A little bit. And then he ended up with a drive-thru for an improper pit exit.
Yeah. That certainly didn't help anything.
No. No.
So, yeah. And he had 5 stops.
Yeah.
So, that was, yeah. I'm sure it just had to be salt in the wound of them getting taken out in Portland when he was running so good.
I mean, I still stand by that statement where, like, he was trying to, basically, it was like, Jack, one other car, and Ryan Hunter, right? And we were all like, he's just going to take out RHR.
Yeah.
He's just going to take him out.
Like, Jack doesn't even care about finishing this race. He's just back for revenge.
He's just staring at that bright yellow, but not bright yellow, but at that yellow DHL car, like, I'm going to just take you out, man. Like, I'm gonna get an avoidable contact penalty, but it's going to be worth it.
Eye for an eye, Ryan.
Yep.
but yeah, that's unfortunate. I would have enjoyed seeing Jack do better.
Yeah. Well, definitely you. You thought he was gonna place 5th.
Yeah, sure did. Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, you said top 10, so.
I did say top 10, but you banked hard on the top 5.
I did. I mean, he did so well at Portland.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, well. All right. Starting 17th, finishing 18th, young Zach Veach.
Young Zach Veach. He showed, I mean, there were moments where he was kind of showing some spunk this time, but...
Yep. Finished 18th in points overall.
Yeah. Oh, I meant to go back. During the broadcast or whatever, they indicated that Meyer-Shank Racing now said in the next couple of weeks they would have an announcement.
Interesting.
So they're much like the federal government with me. They keep pushing the timeline backwards. just ask them how well that goes over.
Oh. Yeah, no, they do just keep pushing it back, so... You know, it doesn't matter when they drop it. It'll still be the day after we record.
Yeah, it'll just... You're all welcome.
Yep, it'll be the day after we record, whatever week that is.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed. Oh, so yeah. So Zach Veach finished 18th in the race, finished 18th in points overall.
I really do enjoy that, but, like, parody.
I enjoyed it as well.
Not parody, but, like, the parallel.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me happy.
No, it makes my OCD happy.
It does, I know.
Yep. Starting 23rd, finishing 17th, Mateus Laist. He finished 19th overall.
Sorry, that was a pointed silence.
I know.
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it more on this season wrap-up. This is not... next episode will be the big giant... Not the big giant, but the season wrap-up episode.
Yes.
Yeah. So starting 21st, see, I read it wrong, finishing 16th, Tony Kanaan, who has a, quote, handshake deal with AJ Foyt Racing for one more year, at least, and from what I listened to, IndyCar Radio said that Tony said, well, they had no need to sign anything, and you know that I screamed loudly.
Oh, I know you did.
But
I know you did. I kind of feel like this next season is going to be Tony's swan song.
Yeah, no, I've already just go ahead and mark that.
Yeah, I mean, I know that I've said that to multiple people throughout this entire season, that, you know, they're like, is he going to retire? I'm like, nope, he's going to do one more season, and then that'll be it.
I've
been calling it since May. I would be shocked if he did more than one season.
No, I think it's just going to be it.
I think he's still going to be on a race team. I think he's still going to be involved, like driver coach, something like that.
Yeah, and maybe just like a one-off for the 500 even.
Oh, absolutely. I think he's going to be like Alia, where, you know, you can't really say no to the guy if he still wants to run it.
Yeah, no. I mean, also, can you have an Indy 500 if neither Tony nor Alia are still racing? It just feels wrong.
It would be very weird.
Mm-hmm.
You've had a lot of years.
Especially with Elia trying to get that fourth win.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Tony finishes the season in 15th.
He does.
Yeah.
Oh, next up, starting 20th, finishing 15th, Charlie Kimball. Which...
respectable. I mean, not all of that was attrition due to the cars out and everybody having some bad luck, so... Charlie just has had one of those seasons where he just finished. Like, he actually has brought the car home. Like,
he has. He hasn't really been in any nasty wrecks.
I feel like that's progress. I mean, considering what happened, like, 15, and keeping his nose clean, not bad.
Not bad. Not bad. He's had a decent season, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah. All right, next up, starting 22nd, finishing 14th, Marco Andretti.
Marco had some bad luck this race.
He had some bad luck this season.
He does, but it continued all the way into this race. Apparently, after a pit stop, it got stuck in the wrong gear, and they didn't fill his fuel all the way up, so they misfilled.
Oh. I'm sure he was livid.
I'm sure he was very happy about that. Whole thing. What, by the way, what's going on with Andretti Autosport and not knowing how to handle the fuel?
For the love of God.
Can we just, like, it'd be something, but, like, you're a pretty big team, and, like, the amount of, like, weird fuel issues.
I hope that Colton's bringing his own fueler.
Do you mean Foggy?
I do mean Foggy.
Although, watching one of the pit stops, I thought he had an issue getting the fuel cell in.
They've had an issue with that car in that... I say they've had an issue with that car before with getting the fuel cell in.
Mm-hmm. It feels like... And it's the Andretti Technical Alliance. See? There's some sort of weird fuel kill curse.
There is. That's where the haint is.
It is. It's in the Andretti Autosport fuel... things? I don't know.
Yep. That's where it is. Marco finished the series 16th overall.
Not horrible.
One behind Tony Kanaan.
Well, okay.
I'm just putting it in perspective.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I kind of did expect a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, Kanaan had that podium.
That's true. I feel like, no, Marco had the podium last year. Anyway, we'll figure this out. There's a whole stats guide that I found of this year that I'm super, like, when I get into it, but it's like, you can't right now.
Yeah.
So. Next week. Stay tuned, sports fans. All right, starting 10th, who had a good qualifying, but finished 13th, Max Chilton.
He did have a good qualifying.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was actually surprised to see him lose some spots. I thought he would do a little better.
I did as well. But, again, he hasn't, not like a top 10, but he's kind of in that tier right below a top 10 for most of the races that he's ran, which now, like, his stats are going to be skewed because he started full-time, but now he's not, and so he finishes 22nd, but it's weird to look at that, given that he started all full, and then...
Yeah, he didn't race all the races.
Yeah.
So, very interesting.
Starting 8th, finishing 12th, Graham Rahal. Didn't you say Graham was complaining on the radio?
He was. I didn't listen to specifics, but yes, he was. He's always complaining on the radio.
I know. I think you looked at me, you're like, Graham's complaining over the radio, and I was like, it's also Sunday. Are we just listing out facts right now?
Yep.
Or...
It's partly cloudy outside.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Graham. But he finished out 10th overall in points for the series. So RLL finishing out 9th and 10th.
That seems kind of comparative to what he did last year. I think he was top 10. He might have been a little higher.
Yeah. But no, it does seem pretty comparable. So yeah. Starting 11th, finishing 11th, Marcus Ericsson.
Yeah.
He finished out the series 17th in points.
Yeah.
I wish I would have made different choices with my rookie.
I think maybe you picked him for first out, so, like, he wasn't.
He was not, so.
But he did have, like, wonky luck, so he had to wait at one point in his pit, because his pit and RHR's pit were, like, so RHR was coming in, so they had to hold Marcus before to let RHR in, and I was like, well, that's stupid.
Yeah, it is. He also got called for blocking.
I know, then he had to give up a position to, I have it written to Connor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but he finished. We did not do any off-roading.
He finished the race. So, shout out to the team of the number 7.
Heck yeah.
Your boy kept it on the track.
We'd like to see that.
We do like to see that.
We do like to see that.
Yeah.
And no word on if Marcus Ericsson will be back or any of that. Again, we'll dive more into that next week, but...
Yeah, but we don't know. He did finish the season 17th overall.
He did. All right. Well, starting 9th, rounding out the top 10 for this race, Ryan Hunter-Reay. And he finished out the season in 8th.
So I remember you said somebody on the radio was like suicidal-ish, sounding like, man, I don't want to do this or this blows or something like that.
Yeah.
I think it might have been Ryan because he stalled his car in a pit stop at, like, lap 18. So I could see him overreacting.
Oh, that would make sense.
Yeah. It might not have been him. No, he did stall. I'm sorry. And so it was a very long pit stop, but I don't know if he was the person who basically, like, their crew chief was like, please continue to race.
Yeah, there was somebody like, that was, yeah, just losing their mind.
He's like, no, you have to keep going.
You have to get back out
there.
You have
to keep going. You have to go.
This is your job. You have to keep doing it.
Please don't get a DNF. Just keep driving.
Please. You're already on Michael's shit list.
Yeah, and Ryan finishes the season in 8th. Did we say that? We might not have said that. I apologize if you said it.
I don't recall if I did or not. I may have.
All right. Well, he finishes it in 8th.
He does.
Yep.
Starting 5th, finishing 9th, James Hinchcliffe.
Yeah.
He had a hell of a qualifying run.
First of all, just be happy for that qualifying. That's fast. 6, like, that's always a great thing, especially when they've had, like, a back-and-forth season.
Yes.
Interestingly enough, so Hinch and Rossi's pit, I think, were near each other. And they held, so they kept Hinch out for another lap because Rossi was coming into pit, and they basically were like, hold on, Rossi's going to come in, so we'll come. You can come in next lap. And I'm wondering, given that the tires, like, fell off after five laps, maybe that contributed a bit to his falling a few spots.
I think it definitely did. There was, yeah, tires played a big part.
I mean, huge. Huge. So.
Yeah, no, they definitely did. So, but yeah, but overall, not a bad race for him, and he finished out the season in 12th place.
Yeah, I mean, he was a part of some really good battles, especially in the beginning of the race. Like, the first six were really fighting, and it was great.
It was great. There was a lot of action up there.
So, starting fourth, finishing eighth, and yet, still your series champion, Joseph Newgarden.
Joseph Newgarden.
I mean, he played it right. Like, they had a good strategy, they knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
Felix Rosenquist, who we'll discuss later, like, definitely baited Joseph and passed Joseph, and it was because I'm pretty sure Joseph's team was like, look, whoever needs to win isn't going to win. Just let this happen. Don't DNF.
Yeah, like, if just bring the car across the finish line.
Like, right now we're fine. Just keep going.
Yeah.
Like, just let this happen.
Right. It was Tim Cindric was basically yelling, no attack, no attack.
No attack, no attack. There's a lot of chance, but no attack.
Yep. Nope. We just need to finish.
Just let them pass you. It's okay.
Which he was very emotional after this win.
He was. And somebody was saying, like, the second one is even more, like, it needs a lot more than the first. And I was like, really?
Well, I mean, I feel like they would both be special in different ways. I feel like the second one, you kind of have that, like, you know, it isn't
see,
just
it wasn't
chance.
A fluke.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, we'll see.
So, but yeah, good season for him.
Yeah, absolutely. He finishes first, and, you know, we'll break it all down next time, but he played a smart race. It was don't DNF.
Yep. Yep, he did. Starting 19th, finishing 7th.
With neck pain?
Yeah, with neck pain, Sebastian Bourdais.
Oh, that's what I meant to mention about Hinch. At some point, he tweaked his neck mid-race, and he was in a lot of pain.
Oh.
Yeah, they talked about it on the broadcast, and I was sitting next to Jocelyn, and we were both like, what the hell did he do?
Oh, that sucks. Yeah, that'll fuck up your race.
Yes.
Oh, but yeah, Bourdais made some serious moves.
Yeah, he was just like, screech, 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 which, like, I completely own up to saying, like, this isn't going to be as cool as everybody thought it was, but I guess by, like, lap 75, there were 141 passes made, so passing happened.
It did. It did. Yeah, it was more entertaining than I expected.
Mm-hmm.
I still think that we picked a dumb time a year to go because everything is brown there right now, but...
Yeah, I mean, that still stands.
But yeah, but the race was definitely more exciting than I expected it to be.
Absolutely.
So, all right, next up, your boy, starting third, finishing sixth, Alexander Rossi.
It's like this every year now for me. This is 2 years in a row. We get right into the championship, and then all of a sudden it's like...
Yeah, finished third overall in points. He had some serious issues with his tires.
Oh, my God. It was horrible.
And so I figured out, it was him who said the great phrase, my favorite quote from the race. And I don't remember who was passing, probably Rosenquist, but he said, I feel like I brought a knife to a gunfight.
Yeah, he was complaining about his tires the whole time. He was like, I've got nothing in the rear. And I was like... or something similar to that, which, me being a five-year-old child, I giggled.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it was, I will say the tit-for-tat with he and Simon was fantastic.
Oh, it was amazing.
And I appreciate that race control was just like, let them race.
Let them race.
these two idiots are in championship contention. If they want to take each other out,
that's
punishment enough. That's punishment enough.
Yep. Well, and I feel like Rossi and Pagano both are very skilled drivers, and so they know they can scuffle a little bit with each other and not throw somebody else off the track. Like, there's a level of trust and kind of like a gentlemanly thing, but also a level of ruthlessness on both of their parts.
Exactly. They were like, we're not going to take each other out, but, I mean, we're going to fight a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rossi did something Patch didn't like. Patch hip-checked him a little, like, and then they went on their
way.
And
we kept on going. Yeah. It was interesting. So, towards the end, Rosenqvist and Rossi were really battling, and had Rossi passed Felix, he would not have gotten Rookie of the Year.
Interesting.
Yeah. I was like, ooh. I mean, I don't think Rossi could care about, obviously, you know, he did not care about that, but they talked about that towards the end. They're like, you know, if Rossi passes him, like, he's, Rosenqvist won't have Rookie of the Year anymore.
Well, and he was trying hard because he ended up finishing fifth after starting 14th.
And damn. And he was just passing everybody.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Bourdais outdid him with 12 spots, but yeah, still moving up 9 spots. That was damn impressive.
I mean, he was, like we talked about, he was just mad, man.
Oh, he was pissed. He was out there hate driving.
He was out there hate driving, and everybody was making that same comment. They're like, oh no, this is because they shorted him at quals, which...
Somebody pissed that man off before every race.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing, like... Technically, if you impede and it's not a red, you'll lose your two fastest laps. But that's the same punishment as if you cause the red, because basically you're not advancing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I feel like that's a weird... That's the penalty as the rule book is, but it seems unjust when you look at, like, if you just screw everybody's qualifying, you don't advance. If you just maybe impede one person's qualifying, you lose your two fastest, which also means you don't advance.
Well, you know, and it says specifically in the rule you cannot advance even if you're still faster.
Oh, I didn't catch that caveat. Well, see, then it's the same thing for a red.
Yeah, so there's no distinction between the two punishments.
Yeah, they might as well just have said, like, if you cause a red or if you impede somebody. Because it even says if you impede but don't cause a red. Like, why are we putting that in there, race control?
Yeah. And what I enjoyed is that even Hinch thought that the punishment was too much, and he was the car that was impeded.
I mean, because there's, like, there's impediment, and then there's, like, you're on a flyer impediment.
Well, and
like
he's, and the point that Hinch made, which I thought this was an excellent point, is that rule was put there to prevent somebody from impeding somebody on purpose, like blocking, going out there, holding them up, trying to fuck them up on purpose.
Exactly.
You know, it wasn't put out there for, you know, I accidentally got loose, da-da-da.
Right, which is exactly it. Like, he got loose, spun, he didn't hit. Like, obviously, Hinch had to slow up and go around him, but it wasn't like I'm just going to, like, park my car parallel on the track and screw the rest of you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
see,
what?
It happened. I mean, what am I out with?
Them's the rules, but yeah. It did make for a hell of an exciting race to watch.
One day I'll take a red pen to the rule book, I promise.
I can't wait.
It's going to be great. Yeah, but great driving by him. Finished 6th overall. He is the Rookie of the Year.
By 5 points.
That's super close. Yeah. And, I mean, that performance kind of showed why. He just went out there and was like, not today.
Yeah. No, it absolutely showed why. So yeah, no, he earned that Rookie of the Year.
He did.
Next up, starting 6th, finishing 4th, Simon Pagano.
So close.
So very close. He was 2nd in the point standings.
Yeah. I mean,
and only 8 points between him and Rossi, by the way.
Oh, yeah. It was, I mean, 2nd and 3rd was quite close.
Yeah.
It was, I don't remember how many to go, but all of a sudden they're like, well, Simon said that he might pass Scott, and I was like, he still has to pass Will and Colton. Like, I appreciate this, guys, but...
I know. I think it was, like, 12 laps left, and I was like, he doesn't have time to pass all of them.
Right, like, you gotta pass Scott, you gotta pass Will. Like, that's a few laps there, and Colton's not easy to pass either. Well, it depends on when you pass him, but...
But, yeah.
Yeah.
But yes,
I appreciated the hope.
Yep, me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Starting second, finishing third, Scott Dixon, who finished fourth in the standings.
Again, Scott just does Scott things.
Yeah.
But I like how they were like, well, really, for Scott to win, Joseph has to not finish.
Yeah. What was it, 22nd, 23rd, or worse? Yeah.
Yeah. Scott just, I mean, they, again, I will say, for the majority of the race, those who started positions, like, first through six, even seven, because Will was mixing it up, really put on a hell of a show from, like, beginning to end. Like, they tried to pass, everybody tried to pass everybody. There were a few moments where, like, in the watch party, like, gasps would come up, or like, oh,
yes.
Oh no, and it was great. Like, I enjoyed it. They really did put on a good show.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, no, I loved that one. Yeah, the whole room gasped, or, yeah.
I will say, so, you know, one of the big things about Scott is that his, the Wolfpack is, like, one of the quicker teams as far as, like, a pit stop. But at lap, where do I have this? I lost, it's after lap, at some point after lap 62. So, like, he and Herta pitted at the same time, and Herta's team beat the Wolfpack.
Damn.
I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, Herta's pits were on fire at this race.
It was, yeah, I think it was their last pit. Like, he beat them off, which, well, I'll hold that till the end. Never mind.
All right.
Yeah, anyway.
Oh, so you already mentioned him starting at second, finishing second, Will Power, who... gave everybody a run for their money. He finished the series in fifth.
He did. It was a good podium. I think both Will and Scott have had great, I mean, like, not great seasons, but, like, really good seasons as far as, like, it wasn't a lie down and win every race for them. They honestly had great races and not so great races, and it was a great, I stopped saying the word great, but...
No, it was... kind
an
of
interesting
a,
season, like a battle, really.
Yeah, almost a comeback story for both of them.
Yes,
because they just had a really rough go of it at the beginning of the season, and Will, you know, it took him so long to get his first win this season, and
oh my lord,
so,
yeah.
So yeah, to have him kind of come back and have him and Scott come back and finish 2 and 3 is pretty cool.
Oh yeah.
Yep, kind of reminds you why they're some of the best.
Yeah, I mean, but at the end of the day, they're going to usually bring it home.
Yep, they sure are. They sure are. Well, starting in first position, finishing in first position, second
leading
win of the season for him, rookie Colton Herta.
I was going to say, leading 83 out of 90 laps.
Yep.
I mean, come on, kid.
Yeah. I mean, and he had just nothing but powerhouse drivers behind him.
He held it. He had a great race. He was technical. He was not making mistakes. Which, I mean, it's the last race of the season. It's double points. You're a rookie. You're up front. All these people behind you. Like, he didn't cave to the pressure.
He did not. He did very well.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and he ran a good race. Yeah. And Will was breathing down his neck at the end. I mean, Will was just a half second behind him.
Yeah, it was close. I will say, specifically for Colton, like, given the tire wear off, he definitely managed his tires better here than he did at Portland.
He did, and he even acknowledged that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, he definitely did a better job with tires. And, yeah, had he not been able to do that, there's no way he would have finished first.
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, and he was holding off because... like, lap one, turn two, Scott tried to get around him, and Colton was like, not today, Scotty D.
Right, not right now.
No.
Yeah, I thought Scott was going to take him.
Yeah, we all did. We were all like, oh, shit, here it is. And all of a sudden, we were like, oh, Okay, rookie. Nice job.
Get it. So yeah, he finished the standings in seventh and was in second place for Rookie of the Year with 420 points.
Yep.
So it's just wild. Wild to have a Rookie of the Year that didn't win any races.
Yeah, but he had, there was polls. So, and it was that weird summer of discontent for Colton.
It was. It's unfortunate that that it was the summer of discontent. That he had so many wonky races.
Including the 500, which was the other double points race.
Uh-huh.
So that's going to kind of do it for you.
Yeah, because he was first out for the 500.
Yeah.
I mean, I won some Nobody money on thought. That, but it doesn't make me happy.
No. Yeah, speaking of, by the way, I found our choices.
This is going to be painful.
Yeah, and as everybody knows, I've not been keeping any point tallies at all.
No.
This year. So, first place, we don't get any points. We don't even get the podiums. The podium bump.
Nope.
For top five, I had Colton Herta, and I get a point.
Woo!
You had Jack Harvey. You do not get a point.
I do not.
We both had Connor Daly for 10th. Don't get that point.
Nope.
And none of us got the first out, because I had Laced, and you had Erickson, and it was Santino Ferrucci. We are not good at this.
No. Although, I mean, I got it last week, race.
I'm just saying, overall, it's rare for us to get more than one.
Well, but it's also because we pick it before practice and quals and all of that business. We pick it with little information.
I know, but it's just based on when we tape.
I know. Well, and sometimes, it's I don't want to pick, Dixon, Power.
Right, I don't want to be it'll be first is, Rossi, fifth is Dixon, tenth is Power. I get that. Part of us is, we kind of want to vary it.
Yeah, mix it up.
I do appreciate that.
Throw out some wild cards.
You know. Okay, so we've gone through it. What are your thoughts on the race?
Like I said, it was more exciting than I thought it was going to be.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. So I still feel like the series should end on an oval. It was a more exciting race than I expected. The camera angles were very cool.
That helicopter pilot deserves a race.
Definitely. This is a race where, again, I would love the side-by-side with an aerial view. Because the camera angles change so much that, at times I'm like, where in the hell are we on the course right now? It's like when you play a penny slot machine and you hit max bet, and I'm like, I don't know if this is credits or cents or, I don't know how this game works or what it means, but I like what's happening.
But, there's a lot of bright colors and moving parts, so I'm here for it.
Yes, yeah, it's like, I'm all about it. I'm having a good time watching this. I don't understand what's happening.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Yeah, so there were a few times like that, just with the different camera angles on the turns and things. And I'm like, where are we?
What's happening? Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited to go out there next year.
Yeah, I am too.
So I guess I'm going to start, doing stairs at the gym before next year based on the terrain.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I don't know if golf carts are allowed there, but I'm going to start looking into that.
I don't know. I didn't see any.
I didn't see any either. I mean, somebody's got a golf cart.
Well, can we have any? No. Can we bum rides? Probably yes.
Yeah, probably. We're friendly.
Yeah, people like us for the most part.
Yeah, we're adorably non-threatening.
Exactly.
What about you? What were your thoughts?
Obviously going into it, I think we were hesitant about how exciting it was going to be. I think one of the things I did not realize would be as exciting is pit exit and the way that the race off of pit exit was its own race. They were literally drag strip racing to get off of pit exit before they got in front of the leaders. And that to me was amazing because you saw a lot of action right in that area.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
So to me, that was really, really fun. And we had passing, so yeah, it was great. I'm excited to go there in person. I also do enjoy Northern California, so.
Yeah, I've never been in Northern California, so I'm very excited about that.
I enjoy it. Yeah. So Okay, that's kind of my thoughts on the race. I think it was good. Obviously, I think we are both bummed that our people did not win, but such is competitive sports.
Yep, so it goes. You can't win them all, and we had a very entertaining season.
We did, yeah, which I can't wait to break down next week.
Yes, I'm very excited to do all that, and we might have a special guest with us.
Maybe. That sounded ominous. I was just like, well, maybe they get back to us.
Yeah.
If not, we'll do it ourselves.
We will. Oh, we will. And we were asked online, so for anybody who's concerned, we do not shut down in the off season. We are Fast and Funny 52 weeks a year. So
we are.
Don't worry. You won't have to be without your favorite Fast girls.
I've already started plotting out what we're going to do in the off season.
I'm excited about it.
It's pretty good. I mean,
excited. We've got some fun stuff. We've got some other events and lots of things to discuss and chit chat about. And you can catch up on everything that we're doing on our website, www.fastcarsfastgirls.com. We're also on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and we upload to YouTube as well. So make sure you check us out. Fast Cars, Fast Girls. We're everywhere.
Everywhere. We're in fact two different states, so if you thought you could hide from us, surprise.
You cannot.
Surprise, East Coast. You can't escape me. Actually, I think I'm like mid-Central Coast. I don't know.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Close enough, yeah. You're closer than I am.
Yeah.
Ooh, I do also want to say a big thank you to 1911 Grill. We had our watch party there, and it was fantastic. So also thank you to everybody for coming out.
Yes, thank you, thank you. Servers were awesome. They gave us our own little area. And, you know, while you're visiting our website, if you think that'd be something you'd be interested in, honestly, right now we only could say, like, in the Indianapolis area, but let us know, because that's information we can kind of pass back along and try and do more watch parties for the out-of-town races that we're not going to.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely something we're going to have to do again in the future, have a group of people get together, and, because that was a really fun time.
I thought so. It was kind of, I mean, it wasn't anything structured, and, like, we just all sat and watched it, but it's fun to watch it and kind of talk with different people.
It is. Yeah, it was very fun. We had a good crowd come out, and and a big thank you again to Toronto Motorsports. We got to meet Roger, and he brought out a whole bunch of stickers. So that was awesome.
Oh, and thanks to IndyCar, we were able to give out some fun little coolers.
We were, and some...
I want to say koozies because they were shorter, and some hats, and...
And some Mario Andretti...
Diecast.
So yeah.
So big thanks again, 1911. Let's see if we can run. We have to run down the sponsors, remember?
I know. So 1911 Grill, IndyCar, Toronto Motorsports.
And Roger. I feel like Roger gets a shout-out for bringing him in.
Roger definitely gets a shout-out for bringing him in.
Roger Ward. So let me make the full shout-out.
Yep. The artist.
Yes.
And to all our listeners and everybody who came out, it was just a good time.
Also, a big thank you to you, the public.
Give yourselves a round of applause.
Oh, God.
No. All right. Well, we should probably white flag this. You got any final thoughts?
God, I can't believe it's over. I think that's really it. Like, I can't believe it. I'm excited to kind of do some looking and researching to break down the seasons, but I'm glad it was an exciting race. And I think that actually goes to Firestone and making these tires like two very separate compounds.
Yes. Yeah. Firestone has done an excellent job with the tire compound.
Yeah. So that's my white flag. How about you?
Yeah, I think mine's kind of the same. Like, I can't believe it's over. There's a part of me that's like, okay, no traveling for a while.
I can't say that.
I know you can't. Luckily for me, I have to be present in the city of Indianapolis to do my job. So there's part of me that's like, okay, I can stay put for a little bit, but then I'm sad because...
Oh, yeah.
What you got?
One more thing. I think this is a special, maybe, well, you know what? We're going to call this the checkered flag. Are you ready?
Ready.
Congratulations. Well, it depends on when they listen to this, to Jocelyn and Nigel for getting married. Look at you, Nigel. You were cool for a little bit, and Jocelyn, you're perfect as always. Sweetie, don't ever change.
Don't ever change. But Nigel, you're cool. Happy wedding day to both of you.
Yeah. All right. On that note, I feel like we can end it.
I think so. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Bye.